You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo,
what's goody?
What it is?
Emmanuel, how are you feeling?
Bring the energy. I'm all good, man. I'm all good, man. How are you?
We're all good. All good over here as well. Carl, how are you feeling?
I'm good, man. Made in Chafford, episode 64. 64. 64 Zulane, yeah.
Yo,
I was about to say Nintendo 64, but 64 Zulane is even better.
Nah, Nintendo 64 might be better, actually. That's a retro thing.
Hard as bricks.
Hard as bricks.
Hey, yo, we're starting off wrong, you know. You're listening to the 47th most popular music podcast in the country.
You heard?
In the UK.
Show me.
Hey, yo, and that's facts.
That's on God. That's on Spotify now.
Show me.
We didn't pluck that number out of thin air.
Real talk. How you guys feeling about it?
We don't ask for these opportunities, you know. God just gives them to you. And you run with both hands.
Real talk.
Yo, Harry, Henry, it's love. Henry's been on the platform before. You're coming. Number one.
For that spot. How do you guys feel about it?
Unreal. Because I said to you, the first thing I said was, in Jesus' name, no more cap. I did not believe it. I remember I was leaving the train station. I saw the message because you said already, Raps looks pretty good for this year. I said, but let me see what he's talking about. And he drops it in the chat. I said, 47. Yo, it's a time to.
We're now officially in the Illuminati, fam. That's what it is.
One year out. In the building.
You know, we keep laughing. We're industry plants, but. I don't know, you know.
Listen, man.
Can't shed too much light on that still.
Pick up the ball and run with it, bro. I'm not even gonna hate on us. We deserve it though. We worked hard. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's a good reflection of how hard we've worked and what we've done to put ourselves in this position. So we just gotta keep going, innit? Really.
Agreed. It's a testament to that, you know, I think when this is really where we want it to be and it's really successful. I think I'll always look back on that meeting we had early this year, and you know, shout out to Colin, just said, yo, what are we doing with this? Like, you know, see what it's one of them ones, like, I don't know if you know the story, but Jay Huss's man then basically told him, yo, you can't keep getting into trouble. It's either you do the road or you do rap. You can't have one foot in the other. And we were kind of doing that. We weren't taking it seriously.
Well, like, Pod and Road.
Pod and Road. Podden Road is sickening. But we weren't taking it seriously. And it'd be like, we'll meet up sometimes and then we'd have a good run and then we'd mess up. But now, we patterned it, man. We really looked ourselves in the eye and said, what do you want from this?
Exactly, man. Even like the notebook, bro. Like, what do you want? Do you know what I'm saying? We patterned it. So, I'm proud of us, man. I'm proud of the team. We work hard, so. Let's get that number one spot, baby.
Facts. And your more words with Steven Gerrard. This does not slip. I ain't slipping.
This does not slip, man. For the people who don't know, let's introduce ourselves, innit?
It's Eman G45. You know, shout out to you guys listening to our pod right now. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, share as well. Yeah, pretty much that's it.
Boom, boom. Carl Sanusi, Corn Car Collected, aka Big 2L, aka Don Corleone. Shouts out to the BTS army for showing us love last week. We appreciate you.
Boy.
Man, yo, rolled out for us.
They've got a new fan, I swear. I've never seen anything like it.
that video got like 8,000 views, man. That's crazy.
Wow. Respect to them. It was nothing but love mutually as well. I respect what they did because I like, obviously, a lot of people from seeing us shout them out. They put me on to the strength that these guys have, as in the pool that they have is massive. Probably, I don't know, I'm saying top five pools in the world in terms of like fandom being really passionate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they drop a video, it's doing numbers. We just spoke about them. Like, we weren't even like, we weren't even part of the army, and then man rolled up.
They pulled up, video. Arms out, fam. We could have said anything, but they pulled up regardless.
You know, Iman could have picked anything for that clip. Because they could have said, spin this coupe, I just see something.
100%.
When the retweets were going up, I was terrified. I was like, yo, were we nice about them? Like, dog.
No, we were curious. We just asked questions.
We asked questions, but sometimes they could see, like, some people could take it. Like, why are you asking questions?
You know what? We were on the fence. Because the thing is, we don't know who they are, but at the end of the day, like, we hear their song on the radio.
Mm.
They're big stars, mega stars. So we do want to know, like, who they are. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing
respect
is, like,
them,
I don't want to say too much, but yeah, man. I mean, shout out to BTS Army.
For real.
Them, man.
You know, you powers. I respect it.
For sure. introduce yourself, Demi, bro.
You don't know who it is. The real is back. Two Dems, Demi in the building. Member of one third of the 47th most popular music podcast in the UK. You know. But yeah, I guess just where do we want to start? Just get into it, innit?
Let's get in.
I'll let you take the lead on the Chance the Rapper thing because I'm curious about this. So I did some reading up on it, but I don't know, I guess you might know a bit more.
What are the chances of him beefing his manager?
Very high. So basically, he's trying to take him to court over the disagreement they had over his album, his debut album, the Big Day.
The Big Trash.
The Big Trash. So like during the process or before the album came out, he was getting married. He was doing a bunch of other things and he had a very unrealistic timetable as to when he was going to release the album. And if you don't know about Pat, the manager, Pat has been there from day one, essentially. Pun intended, funnily enough. And it's been very strange that the fact that he hasn't been involved in the rollout. Even myself, I question, like, where is Pat in all of this? So for him to come out now and say, oh, he ignored his advice, he didn't take any of his recording session seriously, his mind was in loads of places and also was taking too much advice from his family and not him. I'm not surprised he's come out and, you know, tried to get money out of the situation because the album, you know, it did what it did. It didn't break any grounds and if anything, it kind of ruins all the work that Pat did. So it's just an interesting situation I thought we could discuss.
There's people in your corner that you need to listen to, man. And that's because that album was strange. Because I think that's what everyone was... It was more shock, really, at how bad it was. Because coming off of Coloring Book, which is, you know, Coloring Book is Coloring Book. That's a great tape to me. Was his introduction to the world. A lot of people met him that way. He got some radio hits from that. And he got some really good cuts from that. So I don't know how he followed that up with the Big Day. Do you know what? When albums are terrible, like the Big Day is, there's no other way to put it, I don't know how artists can't hear it. Like,
because I feel like the way when you look at this situation, you could probably make an assumption that he was around Yes Men when he recorded it. And maybe Pat is that guy who's a voice that said, nah, you can't put this out. Like, you should change this song, you should change this lyric.
It's trash. Whereas
when he put out The Big Day, he was just around the family. You know what I mean? So they're going to be like, oh yeah, Chance, whatever makes you happy, blah, blah, blah. Whereas Pat's got a management perspective on it and outside view. So I think it's a Yes Men situation.
He got rid of Pat because he was like, yo, he just didn't want to have someone that was challenging him in his ear.
If you listen to the content on the album, you can just tell he was just in the place where he wants to be happy. So I could easily imagine him being like, nah, this guy is ruining my vibe now. I'm on a happiness, joy, family, marriage type thing. I don't need somebody in my ear telling me to make the best music possible. I want to make the music that sounds the best to me.
Mm.
So,
which is interesting because I wouldn't say he deviates. Maybe I guess that's, I don't know if he deviates from being happy. I think he, how can I put it? His music's always had a bit of a happier tone to it in comparison to other people. But I get what you're saying. I guess if he wanted to make a certain type of album and someone's telling him don't do that, you're gonna butt heads, and that seems to be the case here. It's ridiculous though. He's really, and then on top of that, he's really ruined his chances of becoming that big superstar he was so close to being. He didn't get to go on his stadium tours. That was cancelled because that was embarrassing.
And that wasn't even because of COVID. That was, it just cancelled.
Cancelled.
But I mean, if you give out a trash album, then what do you expect that, responses? No. Because there was even the same situation with Kanye West. I think it was Yeezus. Yeah, it was Yeezus. He dropped Yeezus and he didn't sell enough tickets. I mean, he still performed. He still did what he had to do, but he made a loss. On that album that show, in particular, made a loss.
Because that show was expensive as well. That's when he was doing up having the mountain and the fake Jesus and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when... So, yeah, that... And you even look at it, a bad album, you're not going to tour to the extremes that you think you are because Nicki... thought she was going to stadiums with Queen, it's a no-go. Like that didn't run either. So it's just a, I think the story is an interesting insight into the fact that you need people in your corner who really have your best interests at heart and want to see you put the best project out and deliver the best music.
Yeah, 100%. You gotta, I know it sounds mad because obviously everybody wants to do things with their friends and sometimes it's not, unless you have a friend that's willing to tell you that, it's, you know, it's very easy to be in a situation where you're surrounded by yes men, and I do think that's what's happened to Chance, unfortunately.
Facts.
See, it's a shame.
You know what, Chance needs someone like E-Man in his corner, because E-Man will tell you straight, dog, this ain't it. I'm a keeper.
Nah, because artistically I'm not on the same page with Chance, so yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if something's bad or you don't agree with something, you're not afraid to, as more people should be, but I feel like you wouldn't be afraid to say, that's not it. Say, put yourself in his shoes or Pat's shoes and you have that relationship with Chance artistically, you could tell him, like, you're someone I think, oh, you know what, we're already saying it. Or do you not think so?
No, because otherwise it would just be the same situation. Because, I mean, yes, of course, thank you for, like, saying that. But in the case of Chance the Rapper, if you deep it, I mean, you had Pat with him and he didn't listen to Pat. So the album came out, it was trash. So if I was there and I just told him, man, listen, bro, that song is dead, that song is dead. I don't like this song. Where is it going to go? So who are you trying to... give it to you.
Who you trying to appeal to you?
Yeah, who you trying to appeal to? Of course, the album might do well, but then artistically, how do you feel? So if he said, I really worked hard on this album just to sound like this, and it was not well received, then I don't really care. I mean, if that was his point of view, then fair enough. Like, that's what he wanted to do. But if you want me to manage your whole project and manage your career, and you want to be at a certain point in your career where you want to go off, you want to make mills, you want to make millions, sorry, and then you want to become a legend of Chicago, but not just Chicago, the United States as well. you want to travel around the world, you want to make sure that your message is heard, then I have to look at you and say, yeah, I would have to give that opinion. By the end of the day, how does the artist feel? Because I'm there employed by the artist.
Yeah.
But you can't, I mean, and you are my boss, but at the end of the day, you can't tell me you flopped because this, because this and you. That was... Yeah, because of... Yeah, so for example, let's say Collins was the artist and Collins flopped and then he blames me for his failures. It's like, well, mate, I told you what to do. I told you this, this and that. And now you're telling me you flopped because of me. No, you flopped because of you. So whether I'll be there or not, it wouldn't make
a difference. That's actually a really interesting point. Does Chance have to look at
in the next album? Like, in the next album, yeah, he needs someone like...
Does he need to look at himself and say, yo, this is on me? You know how you have to have that moment of realization that, you know, the last 12 months musically haven't gone my way. Do I have to look myself in the mirror?
I think so.
And he can bounce back.
Yeah, he can. But I mean,
but what type of artist is Chance?
Was the big day
right
that
now?
Bad that Colin, you look disappointed.
Thing is, I wouldn't even say I'm the massivest fan. I really liked Acid Rap. And I mean, the signs were even there for me on Colouring Book, where I was a bit like, it's like, it's good music objectively, but it's not what I like. So when The Big Day came out, it's not as if I was like completely surprised. There's some good, he's still a good artist. He's very capable of rapping and he's very capable of making good songs. But I just think my man's mindset must have just been on next thing. You know, when the artists are almost too happy. Yeah. And then the music is affected by it. Like, he's rapping about marriage, he's rapping about love. And don't get me wrong, they're not bad things, but they don't translate to good music majority of the time. When we get our best music is usually when our artists are going through tragedy. You know what I mean?
Bad. Yeah, it's a fact. So
yeah, but then again, I mean, with like the marriage situation, you can look at J. Cole's song, Folding Clothes.
People hate that song, bro.
They hate the song.
I'm pretty sure people don't like that song. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I understand why people.
What album is this off of?
The one that the album you like the most.
What?
The album you like
Eyes Only.
For my fam.
Anyone wants to fight me.
I hate that trash. No, because he was spitting on the album before For Your Eyes Only. Like, he was ready to be upper echelon for me. For Your Eyes Only came out, I said, yo, dog, this
and
is
the man was singing about folding clothes. Ah, nah, it's a rap.
I thought that was a really wonderful song. Are you not...
I understand the concept of it, but it just doesn't... It doesn't translate to good music is the problem. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't translate into good music. I hear you. As Iman says, I hear you, but I'm not hearing you. You know what I mean? Like, it actually doesn't make sense.
Save.
That album's got two good songs. Neighbours and what's it? There's another one that's hard as bricks. But
Immortals.
Yeah.
Immortals hard.
I think that might be the two that I go back to. But, you know, I think it makes for an interesting conversation. Like, now I want to know the science. We know a lot of the science behind good albums, if that makes sense. But I'm interested now to find out the science more behind bad albums, or even more mid albums that you just think, there was something nearly there, but you know, they just missed out.
For sure.
Like, what happened? What went wrong, more or less, behind the scenes?
Yeah, because a lot went wrong. Something there,
I don't think anything was right.
No.
As soon as I heard, I love my wife, let's ride a bike. The album should have been the album should have been closed. Man, them need to stop making albums about love. Justin Bieber as well with Changes. I see you, dog.
He's not above the criticism either.
Nah, my man tried to say I made an R&B album to the Grammys. I said, shut the fuck up.
Nigga,
I heard Gummy. We all heard Gummy.
Anyway, here's what it is with them, man. All the best, all the success. They're still a talented artist, so.
Yeah, they can, yeah. We'll see. I'm interested to see how Chance bounces back from this managerial situation and how he deals with his next album.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will indeed. All right, I guess we got to talk about the sister. Homegirl's wilding on Twitter.
You want to give us context, don't you?
So Letitia Wright was on Twitter basically discussing the COVID vaccine, which is going to be available actually this week, and just saying it's a no from me. And I actually agreed with her. I think as a black person, I think you should question things, certain things, because we've seen in history where they've done tests and it's done a mazza and we don't know how we react to it. This is what I was even saying to Jay, like, we don't know how someone could react to it. So she was just asking questions, as I think everyone should do. I think when having the conversation, have to be careful to not enter into anti-vax. But I think she was just asking questions. The real issue was where the video came from and the fact that the video contained anti-trans discussions as well. So that's what hurt a lot of people. But I agree with the notion of asking questions on things you don't understand.
I think, you know what, I'm surprised the most? I'll be honest with you guys. I think I'm surprised because I think it's almost deeper than that. It's almost at a basic level where 2020 has just been traumatizing, period. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So people are already just on edge as it is, because this whole corona thing has flipped everything upside down. Yeah.
Mm.
So regardless of the source of the information, I am genuinely surprised that people wanted to cancel her, because I actually feel like if you just have a conversation with a random person and you ask them, yo, will you take the vaccine? They're going to be like, I don't know, big man.
Yeah.
Because they're feeling everybody's just at a point now where we're just like, we don't even know what is going on. You know what I'm saying? So for people to turn on her just for having a difference in opinion, and I understand people will cite the sources, which is, you know, rightfully so, but I do think this cancellation or her, you know, being ridiculed the way she has is a bit harsh. I'll be honest with you.
She's not cancelled with me. I'm going to tell you that for free.
Fam, when I saw her at the Drake concert, I said, God bless you. And bro, look what's happened, fam. being put through the wars.
Yeah, listen. But I think she'll come out unscathed. I think sometimes you need... One thing, the older I've gotten, is sometimes it's just all right to not say anything. I think once you saw that they're doing a madness, I would have just kept quiet. Let that down, because after a while they're just talking to themselves, and these things go away, especially with how quickly the news cycle moves in this year. I mean, even we're talking about it on Monday, it even kind of feels a bit dated, but it is something I really wanted to talk about. But you know what I mean, as in a lot of time has now passed. I just feel that I agree with what she was saying, that yo, we ask questions, like, don't just take everything at face value. I think the issue was where she was citing her information from.
So now, did she cite her information from? What was it?
It was just some like random YouTube video, like on the dark web, you know, those weird videos that you find on YouTube. Or, I mean, that's what it came off as. And that's what that was the issue people had.
I see.
My thing is this year, everybody has a right to ask questions. I'm going to state facts right now. So China was the first nation to close down and the first nation to open back up, right? What else is there? We have not just China, we have nations like Tanzania and also Sweden. So this is worldwide. This is not just one area that feels confident that they're just going to keep, you know, their country open for whatever. We have three different countries in three different continents opening.
You're kind of muted, I think.
Sorry about that. But yeah,
we have three different countries in three different continents that are opening up and saying, yo, basically, we're opening up because we feel that it's kind of safe. Now, currently at the moment, if you look on the government website, it says that COVID-19 is not a COVID-19 is not a hazardous disease is not a hazardous infectious disease currently at the moment. And the thing is, like, when people have had COVID, for the people who have survived COVID, like myself, I've had COVID in March. Yeah, I had all the symptoms and I came out of it. I walked strong, right? I have to look at Boris Johnson, and he's an individual who had COVID.
You know what I'm saying? But he was who came out, and now he's strong, he's still alive.
So I have to look at the situation and I have to analyze it from that point of view. It's like, okay, cool. Do I really need a vaccine to survive? Do you know what I'm saying? So I have to now question it from that point of view, because I have experienced something that many other people have not experienced. Some people may have turned around and they had their parents, they had their siblings or whoever, and they died from COVID. Do you know what I'm saying? So they might be on a situation on the fence of, no, I'm going to take this vaccine. So everybody has a right to ask questions. And also with the facts of previous pandemics where vaccinations have been, where vaccinations have been wrong. So that they have given the wrong effect to individuals, so such as babies. If you look in the United States, there's been situations where children have been given vaccinations, and then the next thing, straight away, they're autistic. You look at situations where Black people were the first individuals to have vaccines in a certain period of time in the United States, and then for some strange reason, there was a percentage of individuals that became sterile. Do you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people do have the right to ask questions, but then to slander somebody just for asking a question is wrong. And this is where cancel culture becomes a bit techie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly my stance. I think if they wanted to, they shouldn't have just had a go at her for asking questions. I think they were more annoyed because they felt like she didn't necessarily watch the video that she uploaded or that she put tweeted out, because obviously talked about ask the questions, but it had some things that people didn't sit right with people, some homophobic messages, transphobic messages, which people were like, yo, it might be okay if you ask the questions, but that part of the video is also an issue. But again, people were just having a go at her again for asking questions and saying, how could you be so silly? You have such a big platform and you're having these discussions. But I think it's important that, you know, especially if people are going into a time where you don't really know what that vaccine could do, there's no harm in asking questions.
Exactly. And right now, even there's been factual information. Well, whether it be factual information, I don't know, but there's been information given to the media, right, that's saying that the government is going to ask influential celebrities to persuade individuals to take the vaccination. And it's like, okay, so you look at that right there, they're asking people to persuade people to take the vaccine. Then you have one person who's asking questions saying, I'm not too sure about that. And then you want to slander her. Now, my thing is that you really have to look into it as an individual, as yourself, and then make a conclusive decision to say whether you want to take it or not.
Yeah.
You shouldn't slander another individual just for thinking another way. Do you get what I'm saying? Because
I think what you said earlier is really important.
There was, I'm not going to mention the person or where I know him from, but this person was just agitated. Do you get what I'm saying? Just every second, like, yo, sanitize your hands before you walk in. If it's always one person here, and this and that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, do. And I'm like, I'm not really with it. But the thing is, my experience is completely different to hers. Do you know what I'm saying? So if someone wants to take the vaccine, go and take it. But this whole sort of media bonanza that's going on currently at the moment, it needs to stop. Because right now, I mean, you're just playing with people's emotions. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're telling people that, yo, we're going to get influential celebrities to actually persuade individuals to come take the vaccine. Or what if the vaccine is wrong? The government recently just came out and said, listen, if there is any serious damage that's done to you, we'll pay you 120,000. That's lifelong damage, bro. 120K is not going to fix that.
No.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And then even stuff
a young individual becomes sterile, what's 120K going to do for me? Do you get what I'm saying? So Letitia Wright has every right to ask questions. And I just feel like society today is just moving super west. I mean, it's sticky right now. It's mad. That's all I can say.
I think, I agree with you, especially on the fact that I think people need to take from their experiences. And if someone feels that maybe they don't want to, it's not for them, then I don't think they should be blamed or victimized for that. I think the whole Letitia Wright situation was really interesting. And she's obviously someone who, you know, I'm a fan of, gave a great performance in Black Panther, and she's done a lot of good and will go on to do a lot of good. I don't think this is the end. I just think I think it's important that people ask questions, always has been. And I don't think what we're starting to get into is people are being punished for not knowing something or not having all the answers when they're trying to get the answers, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's the fast food social media era where you're crucified before all the facts come out. But, you know, it's an evil world we live in. Man. I saw people looking through her likes and she was liking comments like about her like not being cast for Black Panther and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know what it's going to do as far as the future of the
I just hope it doesn't damage her going forward. Well, I hope she's not blackballed, but...
Nah, she'll be fine. There's levels to that, to when it comes to, you know, the MCU. I'm sure they will handle it fine. But obviously, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. You know, they give it to her, and then they'll be damned for whatever reason. And if they don't give it to her, they'll be damned for their recasting. So that's already a problem in itself. So this doesn't actually really help. But, boy, I don't want to be the one making that decision. That's all I can say.
But that's a me. Fact. Okay, so something that's really exciting. Shout out to HBO Max. No, I'm not copping, but thank you.
That's
a Foot Locker and Chill. It's a vibe. it's an enjoyment. I saw that news. I said, you guys are really dumb because it's not available. Okay, so basically, I'm just waffling here, but HBO Max. Have basically said every Warner Brothers film will be released on HBO Max and in the cinemas at the same day, which this is going to cause a massive palaver because we can't get HBO Max in the UK. So it's not worldwide. It's just in the US. Once that thing's pirated, I don't know how they're going to defend against that. That's going to be impossible as well. But it's good for us because we've been starving when it comes to films. Was promised a lot of good films this year that you won't be able to see. And my hope is that this, you know, actually makes Disney Plus push the button on certain films because they should have released Black Widow already.
Mulan is out.
I didn't watch that film.
It's an interesting film. Do you watch it? Yeah. So it's cool. It's nice.
No, I said it's nice.
I was tired. I was tired at the time I was watching it, but I got to a certain point where I feel like it's a decent film. It's a really nice sort of family film, and then also like challenging the feminine trait, like the feminine position, like a woman's position in life. So it was challenging that in a positive way, which I really liked. But
would you recommend to the people? Go check it out.
Go watch it.
I think it's 3 now that on Disney Plus. That being said, Disney Plus needs more content.
I didn't pay for it.
It was £30 to pay for it.
Fuck that, man. I ain't doing that.
No way.
We ain't gonna do that.
It makes it very interesting. Definitely looking forward to Wonder Woman. Suicide Squad will be on there. Dune will also drop on there. So there's going to be so many movies. I don't even know how they're going to make the money back. Like, they're just not.
What I think is, it's such a risky move. And the fact that not many other companies have gone out on the ledge completely to do it makes me question as to whether this might actually be sustainable. Because they're saying they're doing this for 2021 as a start. And also, I read something earlier saying that there's a movie coming out called Dune. And, you know, Legendary Pictures, the people who work alongside Warner Brothers, they're looking to Warner Brothers because they didn't even get a chance to give their say on the on the situation. So there's, I think there's too much money at play for that, for this ever to become the norm. And I have a feeling it will revert back.
I think they're just saying, look, we've got too much on our slate that we can't just keep these films. Basically, films for 2021 have to take an L, is what that says to me. Mm. And there's nothing that they can do from their end. This is, unfortunately, the new normal for a while. We have to get these films out there. You don't want to do it, but they have to, really, isn't it?
It's a risk. It's a risk. Because a lot of movie companies have decided to postpone. So the MCU, they just thought, F it, let's postpone. Because we want that we want that money, and that's guaranteed money. People are going to come out to watch what movie? Black Panther? Black Widow. People are going to come out to watch Shang-Chi. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think it's such a big risk for me, in my opinion. And yes, I will be watching it on Port Locker like everybody else.
Yeah, no way. They're not getting, they're not seeing none of my money.
1, 2, 3 That's movies and chill, fam.
It's a joke. I'm really, really interested to see how they combat piracy. That's going to be
the biggest thing. They can't. That's the thing. I mean, what can they do?
They can't. They can't. I mean, well, I mean, the United States can they do what they do in terms of blocking websites. I mean, all they have to do is just change the
VPN.
The dot. So you can change from .com to .rs, to .rs to .cn to .wherever, and it's like, well, there's nothing you can do now because it's out of your jurisdiction, so you can no longer change it. But then again, you know, it's life.
I guess that, yeah, it definitely seems like they've gone...
Because that was the one thing that was always destroying the film industry. It was just piracy. Mm. You know, even the music industry itself, but then they introduced streaming platforms. You know, Deezer, freaking Tidal, Spotify, Apple. Like, they have all these streaming playlists. They have all these streaming platforms. Now everybody can access any music that they want. Even YouTube is doing one right now. So piracy is like, if you're really going to pirate, you know, a song, you're even going
to
download...
Even movies, it's hard to pirate a new movie that just came out. Unless you want to watch it on the shaky cam and someone just got their camera and they put it towards the screen. But this stuff going straight to DVD, going straight to like HD quality, something like Put Locker, it's a dream.
It's a W to me.
But then again, I don't even think it's piracy anymore, though. I don't think it's piracy anymore. I think what people are doing today is just basically like, yo, have you got Disney Plus? Yeah, let me borrow your thing. Cool. Mm-hmm. I allow free people to use them. Use my account. Someone has Netflix. Someone has Amazon. So we're all using it.
Mm.
And we're all benefiting in the same way. So
I didn't think about that.
In that sense, they are kind of losing peas. In that sense, they are kind
of losing peas. They're going to lose a lot of money for this.
God,
and then also, like, if someone wants to cut, like, if we have like a family film or a family setting, so like, let's say I invite everybody to my yard and we just watch a film, you're going to lose peas at the end there, because now £6 a month. It's only going to be £6 for, like, I mean, they buy the pizza, we split up, it's all going to be £1, £1, £1, and everyone's just enjoying the film. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
listen, if Batman came out this year, I would have been like, everyone just come around, bring snacks, or we're watching it in the yard.
I hate you, man.
Sorry, DC and Warner Brothers, but we'll see. I'm interested to see how this develops.
Yeah, maybe one day we will get that streaming service for movies.
If they can combat piracy, I can see them continuing. If they can't, it's just for 1 year, and then 2022 they'll revert back to normal.
Yeah, for sure.
What was there? One more topic?
There was. I think it was the Millwall BLM.
Oh yeah, that man was a
scenario. I mean, what is there to discuss?
From my end as well.
Really know what time it is.
I don't think anyone should be surprised.
Nah, nobody's surprised, man.
This is Millwall through and through. This is Millwall-like behaviour.
I heard that their academy is filled with black players, talented black players, which is so funny to me because what are they going to do when they score? Do they get excited? Do they get angry? Like, what do you do?
I just don't know. Why would you think that was going to be fine? It's the same way with the Burnley fans as well.
What did they fly a flag saying all lives matter or something like that? Ben Mee was absolutely furious. Like, I've never, you know when you see an apology from a white guy, and you know it's actually legit. Like, this Don, Iman, I don't think you saw this yet, but this Don was on TV. Like, look, like, our fans for doing that, you lot are scum. Like, this is not what we represent. And the fact that you man can fly a flag over the stadium saying white lives matter, nah, you man are moving mad. Absolutely mad.
He was bugging.
He was furious. Absolutely furious.
He was ready for it on site. As soon as the interview came, their man lost 5-0 that day, don't forget.
And he was more angry about the flipping the banner than the loss, bruv. He was not happy, fam.
Wait, Millwall lost 5-0.
Nah, so over the weekend, Millwall finally had... So stadiums are starting to allow fans back and Millwall had a game at home. You already know how them man are patterned. They did the kneel and the salute, and when they were doing it, the Millwall fans were booing. How do you feel about that, bro?
I'm not surprised.
Water is wet. The sky is blue.
but hold on. Is water wet though?
I'm not getting into this debate.
I'm too really sober. I'm too sober for that question.
Because I hear both sides. That's why I hate this debate. Like, you both got a point.
Back to the point. I'm not really surprised that the situation has happened because it's like, bro. I mean, this is not our nation. First of all, it's not really our nation. Well, of course, we live in it. Of course, we share it. And people give us a form of respect. But at the end of the day, this is not our nation. So
I heard that,
whatever comes with it, of course, there's a point we have to tolerate it. But at the same time, there's a point where people have to change and understand that, mate, listen, some things can fly, but some things need to change. So, but I'm not surprised about the whole Black Lives Matter situation, kneeling. Which is, as I said, it's not surprising to me at all.
I it shouldn't be surprising, really. I guess you're just shocked because they've seen for months on end what we're trying to fight for. But they at that point, that's them just saying, we don't care, you know, clear as day. I'm gonna let you know.
Oh, yeah, God. It's peak.
It's interesting because it's just so frustrating. Because it's been going on for months. They need to do more. Like, they need to condemn. Because action has to be taken. That's the problem. If you want to actually kick something out, I mean, there'll be racists behind closed doors. But if you want that behaviour to go away, you need to do something.
It's quite funny, the fact that the kneeling started when there were no fans in. And now the fans are back. They're starting to boo. I didn't even deep it until I read the headline. I was like, oh, rah.
When the fans come back, Lukaku is going to struggle because them man, they don't play in Italy. You already know. If he tries that, you've got, what's his name? Cellini. Any opportunity he gets. I don't know why he dances when he celebrates.
Real talk. I won't even celebrate with my man, bro. Move, bro. trying to shine my light, bro. But guys, on a separate note, yeah? Before we go, like, quick random topic. Floyd Mayweather or Logan Paul, who's winning?
I can't believe. Surely this isn't that legal. Like, there has to be a handicap for Floyd. Like, he has to box one-handed.
Well, it's an exhibition match, so I don't know if it means it's not necessarily a competitive fight. But, yeah, apparently it's happening, man.
2 seconds.
No worries. Let's freestyle this one, Demi. Like, how is this? How is this? No, happening?
I'm still here. I'm just.
Oh, you're still here.
Facts. Yeah.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Logan Paul's gonna get put in a spliff.
I hope so, because the way Nate Robinson got put in a spliff, we need it for black people. We need that W, man.
Nate Robinson was out like a light.
Snoop's commentary made it so much worse, man. I was like, oh Lord.
that's a very bad fight.
Do you think
it's a very, very, very bad fight because that's a very, very bad fight.
Why? Give us really context exist. As to why.
The weight difference.
Mm-hmm. Height as well.
He's a whole well. 20 kilos heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? That's Logan
Paul. He must be like 6 foot something.
That's even the height as well is another madness. Like,
so what do you think Logan could win?
I mean, he has a longer reach.
Statistically,
but...
like statistically, if you just put it on just mass, build, height, reach, yes, he could win.
Yo. Like, I don't even want
seven to times out of ten, he could win. Seven times out of ten, he could win. But you're dealing with Floyd Mayweather, somebody who is the greatest boxer of our generation today.
I think Floyd could dodge a bullet.
Floyd is the greatest boxer.
You are dumb. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? That movie. What was that movie? Angelina Jolie.
Taken.
Yeah. Man, them dodging bullets. You're dumb, bro. Oh. What made you say that? What made you come up with that?
He's a very good defensive boxer.
He's a great defensive boxer, but I mean...
And he doesn't really, like, knock people out. So I just... Whenever I think of him, I think he could dodge one bullet. I'm not saying the whole chamber, but I think he could dodge one.
No, it's just not good. It should not be allowed, man.
Money. That's why, dog.
Because the thing is...
He's got that. His money's quite low, literally, like, he doesn't need it.
Quite literally, if he lands a bang to the face to Floyd, if Logan Paul bangs Floyd in the face, he could knock him out. He could actually do damage.
Which I really think could happen. I'm leaving this country if that happens.
Like, the situation with, like, Conor McGregor and Floyd... That one could fly. Do you get what I'm saying? Because
that was a fairer matchup as well.
No, they're at a weight class where it's like, of course it's going to be bigger and a lot heavier, but it's not that deep. You can still fight.
Mm.
Whereas Logan Paul is 20 kilos. Bro, nah, forget it. They should not be fighting.
It should not be allowed.
Unless, the situation is, it's either Floyd goes up, let's say, 10 kilos, but Logan Paul will have to lose 10 kilos and then they could fight.
I think my biggest concern is the reach and the height. I'm not even too worried about the weight, to be honest. But
Floyd is getting banged.
Do you think so?
Technically speaking, Floyd.
But on paper, banged. Yes. This is Rey Mysterio fighting the Big Show.
Close enough. I see your vision, but I'm not hearing it.
The visuals is funny at that.
Man, you know what's funny? Big Show and Floyd Mayweather actually had a fight. So,
oh God, those stupid WWE fights where they just punch man and it's like pandemonium.
Floyd broke Big Show's nose.
I remember seeing that clip.
So punch your nose.
Listen, I'll be watching illegally because I refuse to give money to that fight, man.
Facts.
That's just money grab.
You can dodge one bullet, so we'll see.
Moving like Taken.
Oh gosh. Oh, that fight is dumb.
Boy.
But I'm here for it. Take my money. Or don't.
illegal streams having a field day, man.
Facts. For real. I think that's it for today, though.
Yeah, I don't have anything else on my list. I thought the Floyd and Logan one was a rogue one, but I want to know what you guys thought.
Was funny, though. That was the dumbest fight ever. Yeah,
We'll see what happens.
We shall. I don't think much will happen. But what are you thinking about, since we're on the topic of boxing, what do you think will happen with Joshua and Pulev?
I've not heard much about Pulev. I might watch a little, like highlight reel. Yeah, but I mean, it's always hard to tell because, you know, Joshua kind of came off of quite a bad injury to his leg, was it? His left knee or something like that. And he hasn't boxed for a while. So, who knows? Who knows? Hopefully he wins.
He can't he can't really afford another loss, though.
He can't afford another loss, no. So we'll see. What do you think, Iman? What do you know about this pull-up guy?
They're both dangerous.
Hmm.
They're both dangerous individuals. The thing is, I told Deji, like, yo, listen, like, Pulev might do a number on him. And then he gets, like, me and him, we just go back and forth, back and forth. But I feel like AJ is focused and he's ready and he has a game plan. It's whether he can execute the game plan properly. Because, you know, this is a mandatory. So they've obviously chose him for a reason because they feel like he is the individual that should fight. He was supposed to fight him instead of Povetkin, but something happened. So Povetkin stepped in. And yeah. Give me 2 seconds, guys. I'll be back.
Iman pops and takes. What was I going to say? I mean, yeah, I don't know too much about the other dude. Obviously, fan of AJ, so I want him to win. But yeah, there's things that are in the way at the moment that might stop that from happening. But nah, it's not really. I wouldn't really want that for him. I don't know. I guess I can't be speaking it too tough because I don't know the ins and outs of both men at the moment because obviously AJ's been a warrior for a while and the person he's facing, I know nothing about. So
yeah, I'm in the same boat. Hopefully he wins. You don't want to see him get put in a spliff again. That's the last one we need to see.
I can't be doing that, man.
For sure.
No, he won't get put in a spliff, but yeah, he's...
Can't be smoking that Joshua pack, man. That's
gonna
that
happen. Nah. He's definitely gonna do a madness, but yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully, man. This is happening on as well, which is this Saturday. So it's exciting times.
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
Are there gonna be people in the stadium?
Yeah, no, there's 1,000 fans. Yeah. They're inviting fans. So it's really gonna be live. The great thing about it is that for boxing in itself. And for other events, but mainly boxing, it's going to allow, you know, the government and this, you know, precautious time at the current state, it's going to allow them to see whether they can allow fans to come back in, you know, and then put in more numbers. Because with AJ, he's always selling out. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then now you had a point in time where there was no tickets, no nothing. It's just going to be a closed session. Mm. Now, like, they're having 1,000 fans come through. Of course, I don't have the money for the ticket, but, you know, the screen right here, the TV screen right here.
You know, I respect that.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Another one in the books, the 47th most popular music podcast in the UK.
Come on.
We're coming. All right. Peace.
And a bit left.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.